Welcome back to the Dolphins NRL podcast. A little bit chipper this week, boys.
Yeah, a bit happier.
Definitely.
How you going, Steve-O?
Fantastic.
Josh?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, great movie. Yeah.
There you go. That's one for you.
Yeah. Yeah, so just a little 38-0 victory on the weekend.
Just a little one.
Just a little one?
Just a little one.
Yeah.
Our first keeping them to a donut.
Yeah, apparently. We'd never kept a team under 10 points
I
before.
Know. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, right.
Way to fuck my segment up.
Oh, let's start again.
That's what you get. 30 seconds in, we've already bloody blown a tantrum. All right. So, well, what do we make of the game, boys? Crowd of 10,011.
Yeah.
Mm.
How many can they fit in there? Was it? Obviously,
5,000.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like that when you're in there.
Yeah, right. Man, 10,000 screaming people, and how good did it sound on the telly?
Oh, man, that was unbelievable on TV.
Yeah, we'll get into that as we go. But
yeah,
the game itself, geez, not too much bad to say this week. No, nice turnaround from last week.
No, mate, the difference a week does make. Yeah.
Yeah. You actually have to go looking for a bad stat, and we found some. Don't get us wrong. We don't mind.
Of course you two negative buggers did.
But, yeah. All right, so let's jump straight into the team stats. Now, I haven't really isolated any to talk about in specific. Just going to do the scout again approach and find a conversation. And how's that sound?
Nice.
Great.
All right, so 53% possession this week at 90% completion.
Yeah, that's the way.
That's better. That's winning footy. 36 out of 40 sets. Surprisingly, the Dragons also had 40 sets in this game.
Yeah, okay.
Completed at 77% or 31 of those 40 they made. Got through. That's surprising, right? When you look at the score.
Yeah, what was the possession again, though? It was
53. The split. Yeah, yeah, 53 for us. The same amount of sets.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was the exact same amount of runs too, wasn't it?
From memory.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was.
It's in here somewhere. But anyway.
Let's just go with that. It
we ran for 500 more metres than them.
Yeah.
On the same amount of possession, basically.
See, that surprised me because it didn't seem like the Dragons had much run in them.
They didn't.
But they didn't.
They had plenty of ball, but they didn't have
they
run
just didn't
in
do
them.
Much with it.
No, yeah. That's right. They just didn't make the yards. It was pretty similar in a way to the week before. Our stats weren't drastically different from the Cows, but the big difference was, they got 10 more metres.
They made it work when they had the ball.
Set and about 500 metres more at the end of the game. So.
It's like that's what we did. We saw what happened last week and went, oh, we need to do that. That's the blueprint. But yeah.
It was like everything we did shit last week. Mm. We completely turned that around this week.
Absolutely. Yep. So 1865 running metres versus their 1376. Post-contact meters, we beat them by about 100 meters. There's your telling stat. 46 meters per set for us, 34 for them. I don't think I've ever seen that anybody that low before. 34 meters per set of six.
No, it's down there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's just a pure domination by our middle. I love it. Seven line breaks.
Well, you could say,
I
have seen that in games before, normally when it's like a wet and dour and, you know.
Yeah. But one team being so.
Well, that's the thing. And the ground was a little bit damp by the time they got out there, but it didn't seem to bother us.
No.
We were getting almost 50 metres a set.
Yep.
Sea creatures.
Dragons can't swim.
Or exist. 27 missed Game tackles. Of Thrones? Ah, shit. Oh. That's a good point. Got me there. 27 missed tackles to 28. The defence was pretty even.
Yeah.
Five errors. That's the telling one. Only five errors in a whole game.
Yeah, pretty impressive, isn't it?
They had 12, which is not that bad, but five. Yeah, wicked.
They only have 12. I thought they had way more than 12.
You'd have thought so.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, they just didn't run the ball very well.
Well, it's a weird game. Like anyone who says, oh, it was only 38-0 because the Dragons were awful, mate, they either didn't watch the game or they know nothing about football because the first half, and then probably the first 10 to 15 minutes of the second half, they really didn't play that bad. They could never get any momentum, you know?
Yeah.
We sort of turned them away and bent them backwards every time.
100%. We marched up the field with ease and then we took our opportunities instead of last week where we blew them every
single one. Yeah.
Well, the score blew out to what it did because they were just gassed by the end of it. Yep. They had nothing. Yeah. That last 20 minutes, they were, you know, they knew the game was away from them.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You see them walking into the sheds at halftime, they, you know, heads hung low, skulking in.
Which is crazy considering they were still well in the game at that point.
Yeah.
We didn't score a point.
Yeah, but they were never on top in the game, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like, they were still in the game, but they never had a time in the game where they actually changed momentum.
Yeah.
But they were always on the back foot. And I did think in the second half, I thought, oh, look, you know, things generally do swing around at some point. I thought, oh, we'll probably have a lull period, and then it'll be interesting to see how we defend that.
Yeah.
But we didn't. We just kept up the intensity, kept up the hard work, and just drove it home.
Nobody scored anything in the second half of the first half, the last 20 minutes of the first half. You'd think that that would be sort of buoying to the team that's down, especially when you think of how dominant we were.
Yeah.
You know, to only go in 10 down, you reckon they would have sort of felt pretty good about that. But they didn't come out with anything. And that was good. I loved it when we got to a certain point in the game where it was like, just hold them out.
Yeah.
So let's just finish them.
Oh, what about the Hammers tackle?
Oh.
Right at the end there.
Wasn't he pumped?
The tenacity of him right to the end, just smacking that ball away.
Yeah. And people are saying like that's the most emotion they've ever seen out of the bloke.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And he's always got a grit on his face anyway.
Mate, he looked more pumped after that than he did the three tries.
And the tries.
It was pretty awesome.
Just keeping him to nothing, just keeping that going.
Well, sort of where I was watching it from, you saw Sloan run through and you're thinking, oh, shit, he's in.
He's
you know,
done.
We've blown it. And out of nowhere, he just flew across. It's like, not today, buddy.
Insane. Yeah. No, that was really cool. Last of the team stats was where we didn't do so well. We had 8 penalties or ruck infringements to their 4.
Mm.
You know, we gave them opportunities.
Did you see the one against Flegg when – I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
He literally got him – like his head hit his ankle.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because he fell over. And just literally fell into his leg and it's like, oh, well, you know, he got him high.
Yeah.
What was he supposed to do? Cut me fucking leg off?
He was pretty... What
else was he going to do?
Where was he going to go? What was he going to do?
I was going to say Flegg was, you know, he maintained his head pretty well there. He just sort of chuckled and jogged off. But if that was a tight game, he might have had a blow up in him.
Well, yeah, you couldn't blame him though.
That was
a shocker.
Yeah. And last one there, they actually were better defensively than us, if you're talking effective tackles.
Mm.
89 for the Dragons versus our 87.
Yeah, you know what, though? Like, I reckon probably half of our missed tackles were us just trying to put a big shot on them because we already had them on the back foot.
Yeah, probably.
You know, I think Donohoe, I think he missed 4 or 5 tackles, but almost all of them were, you know, he was trying to just make a dominant tackle.
Yeah.
And they weren't really bad misses in the context of things. It didn't mean anything. They were covered anyway. It was just more or less to drive them, you know, back onto the back foot.
Your last stat there, we should round down and round up. Then we're even. We're at 87.96. That puts us to 88%.
Yeah.
They're at 89.40. So we've got to go down. So, yeah, 88%.
I like it.
There we go.
But what was our completion again? It was 92% or
90%,
something, wasn't it? And
yeah.
I remember, I think it was 25 minutes into the second half before we made an error. You know, like we just didn't take the foot off.
Yep.
Nah, it's bloody good. I got to say, it doesn't matter how many games we play at Suncorp. KO, Dolphin Oval is home. There's something special about that place. Have we lost there yet?
Yeah, Penrith.
Oh, Penrith, that's right. But that's Penrith. That's not a loss.
But that Redcliffe chant.
Even that Penrith game, I think they ended up beating us, going off the top of my head, I think it was like 20-10 or something like that. It was only about 10 points. And I think we had the lead.
Reserve grade team.
Yeah. I think we had the lead, though, with like 12 minutes to go or something.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Even their reserve grade team's pretty bloody good.
Right. Yeah, like Vossi said at one point in the commentary that it sounds like a rock concert. So was that how
I got to be honest with you. I reckon they turned down the audio on Fox because it's louder at the ground.
Yeah, right.
And maybe that's just because of where I am in the stand there. But
the echoey tin thing.
Oh, mate, it was loud.
Yeah,
it's loud. They play they burst that music on all the time.
Yeah,
yeah. They had that crank like hear it through the TV.
I don't know. It does give you the shits from time to time, but but it does add a bit of atmosphere. But
and the singing. Everyone was singing.
Yeah. When we were up 32-0. That's a time to sing. No, it was great. Brilliant atmosphere. And like we were talking about before with the Hammer, with that last effort play, I reckon that got cheered even louder than when he scored that try.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the first try anyway.
Yeah. And on the TV, like, because he was up near the fence.
Yeah.
And all the crowds just go mental.
Yeah. Oh, he was yelling at the crowd. Yeah. It was awesome.
It looked so good. Yeah. Hey, just, I guess, wrapping up that game as far as the, you know, from a team perspective, realistically, like you said before, it was all about the yardage game. It just seems the way the game now is, if you win the yardage game, you complete your tackles and you take your chances, you win the game.
You got to win the ruck.
Yeah.
You win the ruck and you'll win the yardage because you'll have more opportunities out there and you'll keep them on the back foot.
Yeah.
Like
you said, there's only one player in our forward pack that didn't run 100 metres and he ran 96.
Yeah.
You know, and we had 10 guys in the team that ran over 100.
Yeah, who didn't make 100? It was Jesse, wasn't it?
We didn't play 39.
I don't think Jared did either.
Oh, yeah, but...
He had a bit of time sitting down, though.
I didn't
even include. Then, I'm pretty sure Jared made about 88 or something like that. He wasn't that short.
But he only played 30 minutes did, or 20-something minutes.
I think Jesse only played 36 minutes. Or 39, was it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which was pretty productive for 39. I thought Jesse was good. I thought from last week to now.
I was so stoked.
He looked fantastic.
Yeah. So. How good's our versatility, by the way? We lose Meatball after 19 minutes, something like that. JMK goes down.
Yeah.
Maxi and Kurt, you almost got to have him in the team, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, mate. I don't know. Have we got Kirk Donohoe on the rundown at any point in this? Are we going to get to him? Or?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about almost every single player.
Almost everyone I've played for. But yeah, all right, then we'll get to that. But he was fantastic. Really, really good.
And how much pressure does Cody Nikorima have on him to keep the six now? Like, he's going to have to play great.
I don't think he'll get every it back.
I think he'll be back in the 17. I don't know.
It's an interesting conversation.
Mate, because I don't know. Because
Izzy keeps playing like he's playing. He's cemented that spot.
I think Izzy needs to be in the 7. But by the way, the birthing thing came out after the game, even though we chose to not talk about it last week.
Yep.
That apparently Sully wasn't dropped. It was.
I don't know if I buy that because why wasn't he listed?
Yeah.
Unless it was
earlier in the week.
He didn't play in any game though.
Yeah, that's true. But that could also be because by the weekend that they knew that, you know, the baby was coming. But I don't know. That's a weird one. I guess you could go either way with it, but it. Yeah.
And he's on the team list for this week for the Redcliffe.
He's playing for the Dolphins.
This week.
Okay. So he is in reserve grade now.
Yeah.
Right.
Whether that's just to tune him up or see how he goes. Yeah. But
I was about to say that's positive, but that's negative for him. I just loved what Izzy did.
Yeah. Oh, mate, yeah. Going forward, I just think it has to be him and Kurt.
Yeah.
I really do.
I loved it.
Yeah, they owned it. They made that their own.
Mm.
Look, they're young and they'll have some shit times.
Yep.
I don't know. This is a little bit off subject.
Mm.
I find it weird in the NRL that every team goes desperately looking for backs all the time and we always get this narrative, oh, there's no backs. There's no quality backs in the game.
You mean playmaking backs?
Exactly, yeah. But, yeah, sorry, playmakers, I should say.
Yeah.
Mate, there's never going to be unless you start to try and develop some.
Yeah.
You know, if everyone wants the best halfback and the best 5'8 running around, well, most of those guys are 25 to 30 and are already established.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to just go, well, all right, look, rather than blow our salary cap wad on trying to get this bloke or that bloke, how about we try and bring some guys through the ranks and develop them?
Yeah, yeah.
And Izzy is just, mate, that was his first game as basically the starting.
Dominant.
I'm not starting hard, but dominant.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for. And he was just fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think it actually did him a favour, Nikorima, getting hurt in the game because
he just took control, didn't he?
Exactly. Then it was his team to lead. Yeah. And he just looked
great.
And he
did it.
He really, really looked impressive.
So what you said initially at the start of the season was maybe he needs to go and develop. And then last week you said, well, maybe he just developed as far as he could in 1 week.
I was taking a piss.
Turns out you were right.
I wasn't taking the piss.
Yes.
But there you go.
Now, look, just another one off topic a little bit. Just very quickly, I don't want to harp on it, but the late send-off or sin bin for Francis Molo, every time that bloke does something stupid, you just think about James Ackerman. And, oh, fuck. It makes me mad every time he does a head high or something stupid. There's not another player in the game that I have those feelings about. Gives me the shits hard. I'll leave it at that.
Why, just because of the...
Yeah. You know, it's... Google it if you don't know.
Yeah, I'll, yeah.
No, I know you guys know.
I know about it, but yeah, yeah. But
don't need to go into anyway. It. Yeah, all right. Where are we at now, boys? Let's talk about players individually, shall we?
All right.
So our try scorers, Hammer had 3, Main had 1, the GOAT got over again. I love that old crash play with him and JMK. JMK got his own, and Avo got on the scoreboard for the first time in the, well, his first time in a Dolphins jersey.
Yeah.
And that's now, what do they say, 5 tries in 3 games for Avarillo versus the Bulldogs.
No, I think 7 in 4. Oh, I think they said he had 3 doubles.
3 doubles.
Before he'd played against him for us, yeah. And now he's got another one. Yes. Didn't get a double.
No, he didn't. No.
Shows that he doesn't give 2 shits about us then, doesn't it? Yeah, he was doing double the work when he was at the Bulldogs, yeah. Mate. Come on.
He had to. He doesn't have to with us. Yeah, all right. So I'm going to bore you guys to death with my long-ass list.
I haven't even started. Yeah. No, hit us. Go.
Feel free to add your own stuff here because
I know this is all you stats, man.
This could be lengthy. No, it's not stats. Oh. It's just my takes.
Okay.
Hammer. So apparently he was challenged by Wayne and my goodness, did he perform?
I don't buy that story at all.
That story? No.
Yeah.
But he said himself that he got his first serve from Wayne.
He would have been challenged.
They would have all been served by Wayne after last week.
Yeah.
So, like,
well, he was the worst.
You know the story, don't you?
Yes.
You know it, Steve-O?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's...
I got it in the list to talk about.
Oh, do you? Okay, sorry.
So there's 2 about him.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, you know, he was really active. Last week, 20 runs in a loss, 16 this time, but he made an extra 50 metres in those 16 runs.
Yeah.
So the first try, defend the speed, just unbelievable. The second try, what happened there? That was the kick.
Yeah.
So the chip, then the patience
It was kicked by
Bostock,
then kicked by Hammer.
Yeah.
And then third try, just pure footwork and strength. Is there anything he doesn't have as far as being an attacking player goes?
We got Origin Hammer this week. It was good.
Yes.
He's not a big ball player.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, got me.
I just wanted to be a negative prick, mate, and shut you down a little bit.
Yeah, no.
Come on. We're not negative. We're positive this week.
Mate, I got to say this. Like, I guarantee at some point that'll be a critique on him from every rugby league expert. Every rugby league expert thinks now that every fullback needs to be a ball playing fullback.
They don't talk about it, so it's fine.
Well, that's good boy. But Tedesco copped it last year. It's like, he doesn't ball play. No, he never did.
Yeah.
He never did. Hammer probably never will to a great deal. It doesn't need to. Not every fullback needs to be Billy Slater.
No. 100%. You know something interesting, though? He said that the bloke that he watches, Hammer, the bloke that he watches the most and would like to pick up some of his skills is bloody Scott Drinkwater.
Really?
The bloke who took his job. So that's pretty bloody humble. I like that.
Maybe they're mates.
Probably. You'd hope so.
Probably fishing buddies from, up north. I don't think there's anyone in the state that the Hammer hasn't been fishing with.
Yeah.
Every time you see a picture of him, he's holding a fish with somebody.
It's the same fish. He just takes it around for photo ops.
It had a price tag on the tail.
Caught this once.
There was that photo that somebody put up in one of the groups and I shared it. Of him with Judah Rimbu on the front of a boat, and like all the PNG people were like, that's photoshopped. It's like, why? Well, they couldn't believe that Hammer was hanging out with Judah Rimbu. It's like, okay.
Judah Rimbu played in the trials for us. So I'm sure they were hanging out. And not only that, they went up north for a trial together. So it's probably, you know.
Seriously, I got like 8,000 people. And so many of them were like, why would you Photoshop this picture? I was like, okay, I shared somebody else's picture for starters. Fuck.
You evil prick.
Yeah.
You're like Kate Middleton of the of the Rugby League podcast world,
just
mate.
Just inserting Hammer into different photos.
I'm not Kate Middleton. I'm not dead, all right?
Oh. Oh, here we go. Yeah, now the conspiracy.
I only heard it on Hello Sport. I got no idea. All right, so Hammer, 3 tries, 16 runs, 209 metres, 4 tackle breaks and a line break.
And 2 try-saving efforts.
Oh, the best. Yeah. The best part. They don't come up on the stat sheet.
How good was that first one?
Were they both against the same guy?
Yeah. Sloan, who is fast.
Yeah.
Like, mate, you could say, oh, yeah, but the hammer's lightning, and the hammer is lightning, but that's Sloan's no slouch either. And that first try, the hammer was gone.
It was because he had to turn around. The screen. Yeah.
And I thought, no, you're never going to catch him. And it's not even that he caught him. He not only caught up to him, then he positioned him away from the ball.
Yeah.
And look comfortable.
Yeah, and then knocks it out.
Oh, mate, he was about to open a beer and have a cigarette. Like, he had all the time in the world.
All with his cheeky grin that he's got when he does it too.
How good is that grin? But the problem is sometimes it almost looks like he doesn't give a fuck.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Safe to say, Hammer's going to get some votes today.
Might get one or two. Yeah. Sorry, a little bit off subject again, but I had to bring it up. I forgot about it earlier. I was going to write down in my notes. He got 5 daily M votes this week instead of 6.
I saw that. Yeah. What the hell?
But because I reckon the judge that gave him the one last week was judging this game. That fuck, I've got to make up for that. So I'm docking you, you bastard. You're getting 2 and you're not getting 3 and that's it.
Oh, and you're Ruan. Love it. right. Jermaine. Touch wood, but he doesn't have a bad game, any.
No.
I don't know what it is. I've never seen him so consistent.
I don't know if anyone in the game, not just our team, puts in the sort of effort that Jermaine puts in just constantly.
And he doesn't seem to his mood's never up, never down. He's just this dead eye.
I don't know how many missed tackles he had in the game, but there was 2 missed tackles that I saw.
Yeah.
That both of them, he missed him, sort of slid off, jumped straight back up to his feet, and then got back involved and then made the tackle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Just effort, mate.
Why are you saying negative stuff about missing tackle? He missed one of his kicks too, so there's that. No,
that would have given us 40.
That's right.
I wanted that 40. No,
but we don't hold that against him at all.
No, that was the post fault.
Yes. Those things regulation through. Size or what?
What's that from?
Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
It's one of the best lines in that movie. It's awesome.
So he had his usual... meters and post-contact meters. How can he not with those bloody trunks?
Right.
Finished his opportunities when they came along and he was solid in defence even though he had 3 missed tackles.
He just picks his time to come in with that hard run. Like as soon as our forwards are battling a little bit, he just bursts his way in the middle and he'll take – and they're shit runs. Like they're hard runs. Like he will come right into the middle of the field and try and go through the guts of them.
Absolutely. Him and Herbie between them, they must be averaging 150 post-contact meters. Just in those carries at an hour and end.
How would you feel that's on the right side now?
Yeah.
Like that, you got Herbie Farnworth and Jermaine Osako right next to each other. So you got the Daly M centre and the Daly M winger of the year last year right next to each other. And they're not looking like they've dropped away.
No.
Zip. All right. He had a try, 5 goals out of 7, not bad. 15 runs, 136 metres, a bit light for him. You know, he's usually up there 150. 49 post contact.
Because other people were doing the running this
week. I think it was shared around so much. Yeah.
3 tackle breaks and a line break. Now, I haven't done anything with stats for Avarillo, only that he was the only back to not run 100 metres in this one. He also had 5 missed tackles. He was silky when he had the ball.
Yeah.
That when he put Jack Bostock, in, you know, the last hammer, no, the second hammer try, when he put him into space, I was like, where the hell did that space come from?
Yeah.
I don't know what he does but he's got that playmaker about him.
Truth is, I thought he probably had like a 7 out of 10 game.
Yeah.
Only problem is just about everyone else had like an 8 out of 10 game.
He's going to be an asset.
Yeah.
As he fits in and becomes more comfortable. How's that? We were just talking Jermaine and bloody Herbie on one side. This kid's good. And with Bostock, even though he's a bit rocks of diamonds at this point, we're covered on both flanks, aren't we?
Yes. I thought Bostock was excellent on the weekend.
Wasn't he?
2 try assists, some clever stuff.
Hard to find RDB votes for everyone this week.
How scary is he look under the high ball?
He's safe.
Mate, the only worry we got about Bostock is AFL coming along and trying to pinch him.
Yeah, nah, stay away. All right, Herbie again. It's what he does. He tracks nut out of our end. I love that. Solid in defense as well. Is he the best defensive center in the game?
He'd be up there.
He's got to be, right?
Definitely.
From what I've seen, yes.
Yeah. And he gives guys around him the confidence. Like, he I don't know if he's an organizer or a talker or whatever, but obviously everything around it, everything that happens around him seems calm.
He sort of plays most of the time like, you know, your real sort of working class tradesman-like center. But then he's got that silky stuff as well.
And he's pretty.
Yeah, that's the thing. He doesn't look like Branko Lee, that's for sure.
The other meatball. Yeah, so what did he have? Where are we? 17 runs, 178 meters, over 10 meters per run. Gotta love that. 73 post contact meters, 4 tackle breaks, a line break assist, and an offload for good measure. Love him. Jackie boy. Nail.
The nail?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It works.
Okay, it does.
The nail put the hammer on.
Nail with hammer, yeah.
Or is it the nail gun? Because, you know, when the hammer isn't there.
The nail gun will do it. Oh, I don't mind that. Could work. I don't hate it. That's all right.
Bit off the top of your head, but I don't know. There's something in that.
Yeah.
He's going to find a nickname eventually.
Yep.
Or we'll find it for him. So he set up Hammer's first try. Fantastic. As you said before, the aerial game. Spot on. People can't see my hand gestures. I realize that.
This is not a visual podcast.
Almost. Yeah.
And then he set Hammer up again for his second try. Yes. Oh, hold on. I've actually put it in here.
Ooh.
I called him the nail gun. There we go.
There we go.
The nail gun making the hammer look good in this one.
Is that the photo you sent through as well? Yourself holding a nail gun?
I did send that through.
And that's what he was complaining about, all the hard work before?
Yeah.
He had to literally pick up a nail gun.
Yeah. And that was just for the photo.
And he is gas. He's done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Absolutely cooked. Yeah. Look, he ran well as well. Great under the eyeball, competed on everything, made his tackles. Great performance. What else can you say?
Like that first try that he set up, that had everything.
Yeah.
It had a great catch, then a sidestep, then a nice little pass.
Yeah.
He did pretty much everything you could do within setting up a try.
A bad for a bloke who's just turned 20. But yeah, 15 runs, 159 metres, 2 tackle breaks, a line break, 2 try assists. Got to love that. A couple of errors, but, you know, that's all right. He's young.
Just one thing I just thought of at the top of my head.
Partridge in a pear tree.
Right?
Do you think the Dragons somewhat got the shits when they watched the things that Jack Bostock did? He's from there.
Yeah.
He's from Wollongong.
Oh, okay.
Watch that, and then they watch Rabawawa literally just let Jermaine catch the ball on the try line and just fall on it.
You mean we could have had him? And we've got him?
Even Rabawawa looked confused as to why they kept him over him.
Oh, man. Big stat line for this next guy. 17 minutes. That's his stat line. No, he had a try assist. Meatball.
Oh.
Hey, 8 tackles, 100% efficiency. He was onto a good game.
Yeah, he was.
If you times that by 4, 17 times 4, yeah, that's not a whole game. What's that? 32 tackles without a miss, 4 try assists. Shit, would have been a good one.
You really like hypotheticals, don't you?
Yes.
Hey, we live with hopes and dreams, man. That's how we do.
Hypothetically, Tom Gilbert would actually have...
Yeah, that's right.
Mate, he'd have 12 Daily M votes.
He'd be leading the Daily M, surely.
Hypothetically. I'll
tell you what, if you guys are not cruising the hypothetical highway, you don't know what you're missing.
Live in the now,
it's full
man.
Of rainbows
Live in the
and
now.
Puppies over there, isn't it?
And chocolate.
Yeah.
Maybe some hash cookies.
Hey, get those from our sponsor.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Alterna Leaf.
That's what I call a setup, boys. Now, Izzy in the number 7.
Oh.
Average. Move on.
All right.
No, how freaking good was Izzy?
He owned it. He doesn't want to go back to Q Cup, I don't think, after that.
He's top 5 defensive halfback in the league already.
The shots.
Love it. Yeah.
He put on shots. So did Donahue, mind you, they both did. But,
yeah.
Mate, they put on shots.
0 misses.
Yeah, he didn't even look like missing a tackle. Yeah. But way he straightened up our attack,
yeah.
Like he takes it. He took it right to the line.
You can't
he wasn't
do that.
Doing that last year.
No. But he wasn't the dominant playmaker ever.
No. And I think maybe he's put on a little bit of size, a little bit more confidence in doing that. So.
Absolutely.
Well, he was excellent. The kicking game too. The kicking game was much improved.
Noticed that.
Much improved.
That's actually one thing that I really noticed. Sorry, Sully. But Izzy and even Kurt Donohoe get so much more air. Yep. Connor Hugh. Shit, sorry, Kurt. Gets so much more air under the ball, and the chasers get down there more effectively.
Yep.
Like, Sully, he's trying his ass off, but I don't think that little those little legs.
Yeah. I always feel with Sully, though, that he almost just chips it into position.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have a booming kick. I don't know if he tries to either. If he, I'm not actually saying that I think that's a good thing either. I think it is better to give the ball a little bit of air or look for the ground from time to time. But, yeah, I think maybe that's a bit of a control thing. Like, he feels like, oh, you know, I'll put it where I want it to put it and just get it down there and then we'll work off the back of that.
Yeah, so okay.
Maybe. I might be wrong.
Yeah. I don't know.
He might skip leg day.
Perhaps.
Might not have it in him.
That has got heaps more air under it now. Chase has got down there, and I thought that was really good.
I changed it up a little bit too.
Mm.
And whether that was tactics last week as compared to this week, maybe, but yeah, it asked more questions of him back there.
I thought so. I was pretty impressed with that. Again, on the defensive side, I don't think he lost a collision. You know what I mean? Like, if you lose a collision, they get a quick play the ball. He just seemed to be able to handle much bigger men.
Yeah.
And that could be said for all of our smaller middle guys that were in there. Kurt and bloody Maxi.
I think
as well.
What helps Kurt is that Kurt played last year a lot of the season for the Capras at lock.
Okay.
So in the end, you know, he would have just simply had to have done a lot more defense back there. So
been defending
in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. But yeah, what about Izzy's just game management? Everything seemed calm and arranged. Maybe it's just off the back of that absolutely dominant forward performance. But
honestly, the thing I loved the most about our attack on the weekend was that we didn't ever try to overplay our hand. You know what I mean? We didn't look for it when it wasn't there. We sort of kept it nice, simple. We run it hard down the middle, you know, try to get quick play of the balls, just kept going there, waited for them to fatigue, waited for the, you know, edges to creep in a little bit, and then we'd go there. You know, we didn't try and force it. If it wasn't there, we just said, okay, you know, fuck you. We'll play the patience game. We'll work you over. And
honestly.
Then, and then when our opportunities come, we're going to take them.
And they did. Yeah,
we scored in every way possible. We scored dummy half close to the line. We scored crash ball close to the line. We broke the line from 10 out. We had long distance tries and we had tries off the kick.
Yeah,
there was no other way to score a try in that game. We did it. We did it all.
Didn't think of it that way, but you're dead right.
Didn't get a penalty try.
No, well, yeah. Nor did the Cowboys the week before. I just got given one. Yeah, 2 line break assists, a try assist, 19 tackles, and 0 misses. Well done, Izzy. Surely he's going to get some votes.
Mm.
Big Jesse, yes. We're only up to the 8th player. Still another.
You're going 1-17, aren't you?
We're just giving each player 1 point, aren't we, to get them all in? Like we're bending the rules a little bit this
week?
Might
have to be like 1/10 of a point. Yeah. Or something. Yeah.
Mate, probably, honestly, probably 13 players out there could have got points in
100%.
This game. 100%. Really could have.
So damn good. Now, speaking of so damn good, after me bagging the poor old bastard the whole time, he says me, who's 10 years older than him.
Yeah, what's the comment on the photo going to be this week? Jesse's too old for this. And then the retraction.
It'll just be a picture of Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon.
You know, he lives near you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he can get your phone number from GOAT, so be warned.
Yeah, look, I haven't seen him run with that much purpose and footwork.
Yeah, yeah. Like, since that was winding the clock back 10 years.
Right. I'm surprised his ankles didn't break.
He hasn't been able to stand up since. But. Yeah.
But he looked like a big kid.
Yeah.
It was so good to watch.
Look, we'll only get 30 to 40 minutes out of him a game, every game this season.
That was perfect,
and,
I think.
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah. You know, but if we get 30 or 40 minutes like that, Jesus, that's going to help the side.
That's right.
100%. Yeah. He just seemed to be trying to inspire the team. Which is, he always does that, you know, but he does it through repeat efforts and staying out there for a long time.
Oh, look, one thing you could never say about Jesse is he's, even on his day, like he didn't have a great day last week, but even last week, you don't get mistakes out of him.
No.
You sort of know what you're going to get, you know, like rarely do you get many missed tackles, rarely do you get many errors.
Yeah.
Doesn't even give away a lot of penalties, so.
Yeah, yeah. I think 39 minutes for him, that's pretty much bang on.
Yep.
Even take a few more away from him. 35 to 40 every week. That seems to be.
I get the feeling Plath's minutes are going to start to steadily climb from week to week.
He's going to be a star by the end of the year, I think.
Oh, mate, seriously. 4 or 5 years, I reckon he'll be wearing a Maroons jersey.
I think my Rookie of the Year call is on target. Yeah, all right.
Did you change that? Did you really have Max? You guys
both, he changes it every week.
You guys, I've got it right here. Look at the bottom of the notes.
Oh, anyone can get it.
Yeah, you're also the editor of that.
It's in paper somewhere. I don't know. Fuck. I got nothing. All right. Where were we up to? We're talking about Jesse.
Yes.
Meaningful minutes. That's what it comes down to, right? Yeah, long old note here. The one thing that I really... I guess it was probably always there, but I've noticed it shitloads the last two games is this late little bit of interplay between him and the other prop. You notice that? Like last week it was he put Flegg over for a try with it. Just go to the line last minute, find your other big man who's obviously he's drawing the defense.
Yeah.
And then the other big guy's getting one-on-ones or two-on-ones and getting a quick play or tries.
I think that's a bit of a team tactic though. Like I think they're looking for that
from
the play the ball. It was the same thing. Sloan come into the defensive line. Almost every time now, I think, but any, I don't even think it'll just be us. We did talk about it last week, but I think most teams are going to look for that.
Yeah.
You see your fullback come to the line, look for him and try to get him one out.
Jesse's doing it.
He's not going to stop
from anywhere on the field, though. He's not just doing it in try scoring situations. It seems to be a genuine, he's drawing the contact and then finding Flegg or whoever he's front row partner. It's not like he's finding the hammer or somebody like that. He's just progressing and getting a quick play the ball for the next guy, not him.
That's pretty cool. I haven't noticed it. I'm gonna have to look for it now.
I feel like I've seen it, you know, two or three times in both games so far this season. It's been good to watch. All right, no stats for him, but we know that he was the only forward that didn't run 96 meters except for the bench forwards, not including them. And that's okay.
How do you not include them? Did you see how many meters Kerr got?
They didn't play as many minutes typically, but.
Did you see how many meters Kerr got?
Let me pull it
up.
Did
he not come off the bench? I could tell you, it's 155.
Did he?
Yeah.
My God. That's impressive.
Yeah. He was a monster off the bench.
Wow.
Before we get to him, I got to say right now, at the start of the year, I don't think any of us had Josh Kerr or Ewan Aiken. I think we all had Aiken at 18.
I thought you said Kurt.
Yeah, did you say Kurt?
Yeah, Kerr. No, he's talking about Josh.
Josh Kerr.
Big Freaky.
Big Freaky.
Yeah, wow.
Who do you think I meant?
Kurt Donoghue.
He got 55 metres.
That's what I was thinking. What?
He's got a 100-metre try right at the end that no one saw.
He was just doing laps up and down the sideline. Yeah.
Waiting for the cameras to leave.
Sorry, you were saying?
I don't know what that was I was saying. That's right. Big Freaky and Yui.
Ah.
Like, both of them now, especially Yui, like, Josh has to be in the side.
Yep.
But you know where he'll be. He'll be either on the bench or,
who
knows, could end up a starting prop at some point. But
if either of those front rows get injured, he's got to be first drop. Yeah, right?
he just looked fantastic. But, look, as far as Yui goes, I don't care now where he plays. If it's center, second row, bench, he has to be in the 17.
He's got to be in it.
You just have to go to that old mentality, whereas, you know, who's your best 17 players?
Yeah.
And he's probably in the top 10.
Yeah,
as far as best players. It's just that other guys are ahead of him in those positions. But he was unbelievable on the weekend.
Absolutely. I'm constantly bewildered at the amount of people that say that he's not, shouldn't be in the team and whatnot. Yeah,
he was the dominant edge forward on the weekend.
He was amazing.
You know, I was going to say by miles, but no, not by miles, because the Foose was brilliant as well. But like, he was just fantastic. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, love it. Jeremy Marshall King.
Old that's Rockhead himself.
The best Falcon ever.
It was like Foghorn Leghorn. The stars around his head. Yeah. The eyes going cross-eyed. It's excellent.
It was so good. Poor bastard. It must have hurt.
I tried it. I was going to send you a picture of Foghorn Leghorn during the week with like the stars. I couldn't find one.
Oh, man. I probably could have photoshopped something up there, but. Yeah, look, he made a lot of tackles. He missed a lot of tackles as well. But you know, he's... I'm still struggling a little bit with Jeremy Marshall King because he's still, again, just getting out of position every now and then.
Mm-hmm. To and be I fair, love, he did get knocked unconscious by the ball.
No, he got better after that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And I think that's the secret.
Yeah.
Just line everyone up with a ball and put Jeremy Marshall King's head in front of him.
Make him semi-conscious before the game. That's your warm-up.
I think, like, last week he looked likely at times but then just didn't take the game on. You know, like he said, he would scheme out a dummy half, see something, but rather than take it, like I don't just mean running, but I mean maybe taking it up and looking for someone off the side.
Replays on TV. Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're right there. His lack of attack is probably the thing that's annoying me.
Yeah, well, he didn't have that on the weekend.
Yeah, they had 5 runs for 30 metres or something.
Yeah, but it wasn't the runs though.
No.
Yeah, it was a few things he did. Like the third try that we scored, I think that was one where the goat went over.
Yeah.
Like the way he holds that ball up, he just held that ball for just a split second. And in that split second, two Dragons defenders slightly edged towards the side, started to slide, and then he just pitched it straight into the goat, mate. And that was I thought that was really, really clever dummy half play.
The old firm. I love it. Yes. I thought his half dummy half play though was much crisper this week.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. He was obviously a bit rusty last week. Just at 5 tackles. I hate it when he leads us in missed tackles. It's like, God.
One thing I'll say though too, when you said I think what he had like 30 meters from 5 runs or something,
Like that.
A few times he darted out and created space and got some meterage and then dished it off.
Yep.
So, I thought he tormented them around the ruck, to be honest.
Right.
I think Ben Hunt after the game basically said the same thing.
Right.
Pretty much was praising him, saying that he just burnt us.
Huh. So it was just sleight of hand sort of stuff rather than
attack. It's a thing with dummy halves, isn't it? Like you could have watched Cameron Smith his whole career and you probably get 10 highlights.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
But he was a brilliant player. You know, it's probably the little things that you don't pick up on.
Yeah.
And I guess, like I said, Ben Hunt pointing it out, it's like, yeah, they obviously pick up on it on the field. Mm.
I think I'm just secretly rooting for Harrison Graham to get into the team. But, yeah, nah, JMK was mammoth in this one. 62 minutes. I reckon that's what he should be playing.
How good was a HIA for us, the timing-wise? I mean, we didn't have to burn a interchange for that.
Oh.
It was one of those days where just, you know, like sometimes a team gets on top and just things keep rolling their way.
Yeah.
But we even had that challenge late in the game where Flegg got called for a knock-on. And it looked like a knock-on from where I was. And then you watch the replay, the ball never actually leaves his hand.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those days. It just kept going our way. But, yeah, that HIA probably come around the time – probably only 5 minutes before, they probably would have tried to give him a rest if that was what they were going to have in the rotations.
I think they should. I think I said it last week. I'd love to see him come off 10 minutes before the half and then go back on 10 minutes into the second half.
Yeah.
I think that'd be awesome.
Well, I think we could do it too because if we've got Maxie there, you know, he can slot in a dummy half. He's tidy.
Kirk can do it when he has to.
Kirk could do it. Stoney could do it when he comes back in the sides. So. You know, they don't need to set the world on fire. They just need to, you know, distribute the ball well and make their tackles. And, you know, it's 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It can make all the difference to JMK late in the game.
Yeah. I reckon that's the go. Definitely not a coach. But, yeah, 62 meters, minutes, 1 try, 2 tackle breaks, a line break assist, a try assist, 25 tackles, 5 misses. All right, Flegg. Mate, again, class. He's just class. Everything he does oozes
class.
Class. That's literally what I wrote down. I even put in there Steve-O's going to come in with class.
Class.
Now, look, you can already see that he's going to be at worst a 7 every week and he could be a 10.
Yeah.
Like, he's just that good. I love watching him. I love having him in our team. Even in losses, he's going to look good because he's
good.
Class.
Yeah, no, I'm just going.
Well, he's actually one of the guys of the game I don't have much to say about because he just did exactly what you expect him to do.
Yeah, 100%. 51 minutes, 16 runs, 145 metres, 61 post contact, 2 offloads, 23 tackles without a miss. 2 weeks in a row without a miss.
Class.
He's got class and he's good at putting the opposition on their ass. Yes.
Hey.
More ass than class or more class than ass?
He's more class than us.
We've touched on Felice a little bit already, and I'll just leave it at he's managing the line between aggression and control now. Much better.
One thing I noticed about Felice, he missed a couple of tackles, but he got back up and made the next tackle in that same play.
Yeah, I don't think he missed any. He might have had some incomplete. But
it was maybe incomplete. He was like tackle offloaded.
I think he did have two.
Did he?
Two or three misses, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, he's at 94% on 34 tackles. So it's
two, I guess, if you do the math on
pretty
that.
Impressive.
Roundabouts.
And he's running harder than he's ran.
I can't remember him, but I could be guaranteed if those two were probably two where he was, about to put the other guy into orbit.
pretty much. They're normally the only. He's down launched. Old mate's got rid of the ball. He's up and then bang, straight into the other guy.
They're normally the only ones he misses. He made his whole reputation, even before he come here.
Snapping fuckers in half.
Well, he was just always a gun defensive back rower.
Him and Kenny.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
His grub reputation's followed him, but I don't give a shit. He's not a grub. He just plays hard.
Yep.
He wants to hurt the opposition, but, hey, it's kind of what you're supposed to do.
That's what anyone says when they've got a grub on their team.
Mate, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of grub.
Nah.
Who doesn't like a little bit of grub?
Got to have mongrel about you sometimes. Sure.
Look at the game. God's sakes. You've got to have a little bit of grub
if
in you.
If you don't have a bit of c**t in you, you're buggered.
Yeah. Can't say that on this pod.
You can't.
No.
You can't say it at all.
No, you cannot.
I got to say, looking at Felice out there on the field, he looks like a normal-sized guy or even looks small compared to Jesse and Josh Kerr. Up close, when you're shaking his hand.
Yeah. He's a freaking giant.
Yeah, he's big, man.
So imagine how big the other guys are then.
Yeah. You know why he doesn't look freakishly big? Because everything's big.
Yeah.
Some guys look big because their chest is big or their arms are big.
Yeah.
Mate, he's just big. He's everywhere.
Just a big human. I remember thinking that when we did that little chat with
little
him.
Little interview, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, Jesus Christ.
It was intimidating as fuck. Yeah, he didn't want to do it. He did it begrudgingly.
Yeah.
And we're like, he said three things like, yeah, okay, we'll let you go, mate.
Yeah.
sorry for taking up too much time. Yeah. Not thanks for your time. Sorry for taking up too much time.
Yeah. Of course I had to ask that stupid question.
Man, no, that was brilliant.
Yui. Yes, we're going through the whole team. Sorry, guys. But nobody else talks about us, so.
We're
going
to keep this to an hour. Like, fuck, we are.
Got 13 minutes.
Oh, we started earlier, right?
And so far, there's no edit points, so we're all good.
Oh, even with that last segment you did, where you dropped the C-bomb about nine times.
I said can't.
Oh, okay.
Even then, it sounds like you're saying.
I'm like that. I'm that cricket player. Shut up, can't.
He will just beep it out. It's fine.
Can't. Can't beep it out, mate.
Can't beep it out.
Jesus.
Can you beep shit out on this show?
You have to go through and listen, mate, and edit it.
I wouldn't beep shit out.
I've been containing myself so well. now
no, please don't. That's called editing.
Hey, if Latrell Mitchell can do it, mate, I can do it.
Oh, that's right. If a professional, we're just following his example.
If we had a 5-second delay and I could beep, 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 that'd be fine.
I'm a young, impressionable man, all right? What Latrell did has left me scarred.
This is the only room in history where you're young, by the way.
Younger.
Yui, how good was his defense? And honestly, his defense was so good that when I saw that he ran 128 meters as well, I was like, holy crap.
I think he averaged almost 12, 13 meters per carry.
Yeah, probably.
He beats him with footwork half the time. But I think he was also the leader in post contact.
Yeah.
I think he was up close to 70.
Yeah, 62.
Every time you guys say footwork, I think they're like tap dancing.
Pretty much. Yeah.
He's got the ball.
Dazzling them.
Yes.
Sit there and sing the Rasputin song.
Oh, wow. On Dance Star or whatever it is.
Dancing with the Dolphins.
No. But yeah, no, seriously. He just seemed to do so much work in defense that, yeah, when I saw that he'd run all those meters as well, I was like, how did he get all that in there? Yeah, great performance by Yui. If we had a heap of boats, I'm sure he would have got some.
80. Oh, he was right up there for me. Yeah. I wanted to give him something, but
yeah,
it's just so many guys that did so well.
It's so hard. 80 minutes, 13 runs at 128 meters. 62 of those were post contact. 2 tackle breaks, a line break, 31 tackles, 93%. So he missed something.
Yeah.
Now, breakout star, Maxi.
Oh, Maxi Pack.
First start in his NRL career, and he repaid the coaching staff handsomely with a massive performance. How much bigger does he play than his physical stature?
He's like the Energizer Bunny. Like seriously, everything he does is like maximum. And like Max is a good name for
him. Yeah, absolutely.
Everything is done at just maximum. You know, he busts his ass.
Love watching it.
With the ball, without the ball, whatever he's doing.
So he should change his last name to Power.
My old man thought he was Flagler.
Oh, I did looked something at him, like that.
Yeah. Because I thought he's bigger than that. I go, what do you mean? Is it Flagler? Black, the idiot. But how on he shall be Mini Flag.
he had Suli running at him for the first 20 minutes, and then everyone had a crack throughout the game because I guess they all spotted the little fella.
Mm.
And he folded all of them.
Yeah.
He's a tough bastard.
I don't want to go off too early on him, but you know he actually reminds me of when you say that.
John Plath.
No, I don't actually remember John Plath being that much of a defensive.
No, me neither.
The Axe.
Oh, yeah.
Old Trevor Gilmeister.
I feel like you said this last week too. Maybe.
Probably. I don't have that much content. Sometimes you got to recycle things. Man. Leave me alone.
No, it could be a good call. It might be coming...
Like he's not folding blokes back like that. Not yet anyway. But Jesus, mate, he wins the physical encounter most of the time with him.
Yeah. That I heard him saying maybe it was Stoney on the KO show with Bloke. You know, a couple of years ago he was a game managing halfback kicking field goals, you know, to win games and shit. Yeah. Then he's playing 80 minutes at lock.
No, last year when we signed him, you go back and read the report when we actually signed him. It's like, yeah, signed young half, young 5'8" from Winner Manly.
Yeah, yep. I remember that.
And then when he was playing sort of lock, I thought, this is last year, I mean, I thought at that stage, it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, he's a ball playing lock, but he's really a 6.
Yeah.
And, you know, just putting him back there.
Yep.
But no, he's a lock.
Love to see his running game. I'm sure he's got one. He's got everything else. But yeah. Great effort by Maxi. He only played 54 minutes. I said 80 before. Whoops. 11 runs, 109 metres, 46 post-contact, 3 tackle breaks and offload, 38 tackles to lead the game. 97%, that was like a incomplete tackle or something.
What's he had? 1 miss in 2 weeks.
Something like that.
Yeah. Over 70 tackles, I think, in 2 weeks with 1 miss.
Wow. That's impressive.
For a guy his size, that is excellent.
Tell you who else was excellent. Again, it was freaky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, like, harping on about him before.
He's another one that narrowly missed out on points.
Oh, yeah. He was, off the bench too.
Yeah. He was excellent last week, but I think he went up another level. He's so good.
That's the best game he's had for us, I reckon, anyway.
Is it his best game ever? Oh, that was any.
I don't know. Who the fuck watches St. George games?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He runs hard, he hits hard, and I love the charges off the back fence.
Yeah.
Like you don't see it much anymore.
No, he's got that though.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Have I just pinpointed another one? I have. Here he comes off the back fence.
Boom!
Again, disclaimer, this is not a visual podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
You've gone through this in your head. You've sat here and like at the 30-minute mark, I'm going to start talking about it, and then boom, off he goes.
It happened last week with Felice, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I'm going to keep doing it every week. I watched the game like 4 times this week, whereas last week I watched it about a third of a game. That sucked.
Didn't we all?
Big line for Freaky as well.
Starting to feel like now when I watch the games again, like I'm watching porn because my missus starts to yell at me now.
Oh.
It's like, are you watching that again? It's like, no. Quickly turn it off.
Oh, that is gold.
Hands are out of the shorts. It's fine.
46 minutes, 14 runs, 155 meters, 61 of those post contact and offload, 22 tackles. I don't think he had a miss as well. Love it.
Beast mode.
Lovely. That is awesome.
How about Goat, by the way?
Oh, mate. The tackle break machine.
He led the team in tackle breaks.
There we go.
Yeah, I didn't do the top stat guys before, but Maxi led the tackles, obviously. Hammer led the meters, Flegg hit ups, and Goat five tackle breaks. How good.
In a game where you got seven tries and you got four of your five backline players running for over 100 meters, mm. you're not going to think in a million years that your bench prop is the guy that leads you with tackle breaks.
Right. Yeah.
Normally, if that happened, you're losing 0 to 38, you know, because he's got two and no one else did shit.
It's the only reason I put it in there.
Oh, like, it was his whole game is impressive.
Yeah.
Again, he looked a little bit off the pace last week.
And the try.
Jesus Christ, he did not look off the pace at all this week.
No, they were all a lot better. It's like it was like a trial last week still. Or something.
Yeah.
They were still just figuring it out.
Well, I said last week that I thought we looked a little bit underdone.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like just a little bit off the pace. And I don't know whether that was because the cows had got on top of us early.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I know you're still running through your list, but is the bye next week going to hurt our momentum or is it going to be all right?
It's only one game. It's not a lot of momentum.
And then we got the Titans.
I'm just looking at positives.
Have to.
I wish I could come down to that. Dirty.
Just do it.
That's Easter. You'll be here too, won't you, apparently?
You had football or family, and you chose family.
I know.
So get fucked.
Yeah.
You made the wrong decision. It's all your
week. Fault, family mate. Every week. You only get football, like, what, 8 months of the year? 6 months of the year?
Yeah, only 8 months of the year, man. For 8 months of the year, your family right. should just
Family's
take a hike,
here 24/7.
Mate, right off, all right?
You get Easter next year. Fucking chocolate.
How does that work? I was trying to think of like a bros before hoes version of family before footy before family or something, but I got nothing. No rhyme there.
Paige doesn't listen to this podcast, does she? Because I was going to say, you could just tell her the Easter Bunny, that's not real.
By the time she cares,
then you're not
enough.
Obligated at all.
Actually, on what's that one that you like? Two Flogs?
Yeah.
They talked about podcasting being a good thing for when somebody passes away, you know, like there's this whole kind of history of, you know.
Oh, so yeah.
You just made me think about that. The only time that Paige will ever listen to this will be is if I die and she's trying to remember me or something.
Part of your eulogy.
Yeah.
As if you'd want that. As if people that don't know me don't think I'm a big enough dickhead already. Let alone listen to this shit.
They'll be laughing while they cry at that comment, Josh.
He's a dickhead, but he was our dickhead.
He stripped old mate going for the try as well.
The goat. He
Molo.
Did too.
Yeah. Another
he
one.
He did. He stripped it and did it so well, he didn't even get done for a strip.
Is that Jacob Whiteley's mate in the crowd there?
Maybe. Oh. I don't know.
Wonder if he was there.
The back of my head was in that.
Mine's in the you know, every
all,
week.
All 3 feet of it.
Ah, yes, 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 yes. No, footy smarts. That's right. Vintage Goat. That's what I put in this one. He ran hard. He tackled well. He missed almost nothing. 36 minutes a try. 10 runs for 114 meters. 55 post contact was good for the old goat. Oh, skinny legs doesn't usually seem to go that good on the post contact.
How cool does he look with the headband?
Yeah. How cool does he look? What a man. 5 tackle breaks, a line break, 24 hey, tackles.
Mate, kids think that I look like him, so.
Headband.
I'll take that one.
Yeah. That has accidentally gave you a compliment. Damn it. Oh, goat. No, what's his name? Sorry, J-Well, the other guy.
The other goat.
We finally got him in the team. Glad we barracked and barracked and barracked until Wayne listened to us. That was good.
He was bound to listen to us eventually.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, mate, I'm taking the credit for that win. I reckon he just listened to our podcast last week.
Yeah. Yep.
Jotted down some notes.
Yeah.
Thought, mate, these boys know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Ban these three guys from all games.
I mean 50 years in the game, what the fuck do I know? Yeah.
It's all that Steve-O guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My amazing input.
Yeah, I bet you he won't be stupid enough to barrack for the Saints, though.
No. Well, might start going for Tassie when they come in the comp.
Exactly. Wayne will coach him.
Yeah. Anything's possible.
J-Well didn't stand out in this one, but he was still really good.
You know what I liked about J-Well in this one? He controlled himself.
Yes.
It wasn't a game to be throwing around offloads every 5 minutes. Yeah, it was greasy and wet pretty much the whole day.
No penalties, no errors.
No. He just did his job.
Yeah.
And did it well. Did he have a missed tackle? I thought he was really solid defensively as well.
He was at 94%, so he must have had something.
Maybe an ineffective.
Yeah.
Or one miss there somewhere.
Still got an offload. Yeah. One. Good stuff.
We had to have one.
Had to.
Wouldn't have slept that night.
I think the only bloke we haven't talked about yet is Kurt.
Yes.
And we haven't talked about him a fair
haven't
bit.
Haven't got time. Let's keep going. No.
Look, we've been saying that we want him in the team. Yep. We can't wait to see what he can do. And I think he looked as good as I hoped. You know, he took his chances. He wasn't shy. He didn't shy away from the opportunities. Yep. His creativity that he added was really nice. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I gotta admit.
Mate, look. Stats don't do him any favours. Like, you look at his numbers, there's no big numbers there.
Didn't even record them.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, don't really, there was nothing that really stood out dramatically in his stats anyway. But just everything he did was impressive. He just had nice touches across the field.
Yeah.
He took a run when he should take a run, passed it when he should pass it. He's just, there's almost a little bit of like halfback about him. He's got a little bit of that footy sort of IQ about it. I saw that in the trials with him.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I remember us talking about it.
He dominated a couple of times.
I thought he was brilliant in the trials. I thought he was the best player in the trials. And it's just a massive step up from last year.
Yeah.
Like, we've harped on about it before. I'm not going to go in and do it again. But, you know, he's just like last year, he probably didn't look like an NRL player. And this year, he looks like a legitimate young gun coming through.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the hustle stuff's there as well. I like that.
Hey, he put on some nice shots.
Yeah.
He's not defensively shy at all. Nah. He didn't have many kicks as he did take it over, but he had a few kicks there, and they were nice.
Yeah.
They were nice options.
Absolutely.
Well executed. Just, yeah, it was sort of hard to pick apart anything where I thought he looked poor. He looked the part.
Yep. Even like, he had a couple of errors.
Yep.
But he was trying to do something.
One of those errors was a dead shit pass from Herbie.
Yeah, yeah.
About a meter out in front of him.
But even like when he was trying to do things, when he did make errors, he was trying to make something happen.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a silly thing. Yeah. I can't speak highly enough of the bloke. Really impressed.
So what do you reckon going forward? Is that it? Is that going to be the side? Is that going to be the 6 and 7?
Well, if you listen to Wayne, you know, he said they've earned another shot, basically.
Well, I don't see how...
It's going to be Nikarima, you'd think.
Nikarima will start at 6 again, you reckon? And Kurt come off the bench? Or will they reverse that?
I don't know that Wayne would, personally. I don't know him personally, but I just feel like he sticks with the tried and true stuff for a bit longer than most.
Yeah, he didn't last week.
No, that's very true. And he's kind of turned over a new leaf this year,
hasn't he? What was it? 5 key changes and
he's
worked
for him. He's coaching for a contract.
Yeah. Let's be the Wallabies head coach. Actually, is there any other stuff, any other games he hasn't coached? That was lame.
Don't worry. Tassie Devils is definitely on the card, I reckon.
That's right. Hey. He can surround himself with the assistants that know the game. He's just got to be the people person.
One more bloke I want to talk about.
You're not wrong there, Steve-O. That's you're pretty much dead right, actually, because he is just a man manager these days. He actually just reminded me of something. On the field, before the game, when they're going through all their drills and you know, they warm up, the captains run, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's Christian Wolf out there, and it was the week before.
Love it.
So I think they're sort of getting into that transition phase now where, you know, I think Wayne's still a head coach. Don't worry about that. Wayne still calls the shots, but I think you'll find that the Wolf is starting to get his hands on it a bit more.
Yeah.
And that Brendan Wolf is his something, son, nephew, whatever.
Oh, they related.
Yep.
Second cousin twice.
Yeah, they talked about it on the commentary during the Norths game.
Brendan Wolf looks Indigenous.
Well, they said it.
Yeah. Oh, Damien, that still doesn't mean.
Maybe Voss is wrong or whoever it was. Yeah.
Well, they could be.
Hey, can I talk about one more bloke? He didn't play. But Stoney, he's got to be the most humble professional footballer I've ever seen, because he doesn't do interviews, but he did on the weekend. And again, he didn't play, but he did the bloke KO show. A couple of things that he said just shows the kind of bloke that he is, which I thought was really good. Firstly, he said they asked about, like, you know, you're a bit of a fan favourite at Parramatta. Was it tough leaving and all that sort of thing? And he said, oh, I think I was equally loved as much as I was hated. And they didn't really go on about it. And but he did mention that he feels like he lost them more games than he won them. Like, Jesus, like, no, you're a cult hero. People loved you. There's a reason we wanted to sign you. And then they asked him about Max Plath. And he wrapped Max Plath, talked about him quite a bit, and then said, the side's better with Max at 13. As basically,
oh, wow.
Leave me out. Like, Jesus Christ, mate. Like, can a bloke be more humble? Yeah,
he's a self sort of deprecating sort of character, isn't he?
Yeah.
But
dead eye the whole time. Like,
I think he just holds himself to really high standards.
Mm.
Like, a couple of the interviews I've seen with him before and just snippets. I think it was last year, a couple of the after game ones, where he'd played really well. Like, and a couple of them were after wins. And he was pretty quick to point out what he needs to do better.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
where he wasn't happy with him. So I think he's just a guy that really just goes, nah, you know, just thinking I'm good enough doesn't make me good enough.
Yeah.
I need to do more.
He talked about, like, they talked about Wayne, you know, wanting him up here and whatnot. Why did he want him? And he said something to the effect of, probably because he doesn't like talking and I don't like talking. Everybody else can, yeah, dribble on or something or other. And yeah,
well, mate, we all saw the doco. I think he was one of the very first ones that Wayne identified.
Absolutely.
So there's a reason for that.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, there's something there. Because he's not a superstar footballer.
Yeah.
He's a bloody good footballer. He's much better than he thinks he is.
Absolutely.
He's not. There's no flair. Or, you know, no. There's nothing spectacular about anything that he does.
All guts.
Like, all guts and effort.
I got to say, congratulations to us. We've managed to just get ourselves beers without having a break.
Wow. Look at you go.
It's spilled it all over me.
So no, every time we have a potty and you're like, we'll just have a break. They don't hear it. It's like, you're second and here we are back again. Yeah. Just get a beer, man. Yeah, you just kept talking throughout. It was unreal.
Yeah
but bad. I've got to try and pour this now.
Yeah, a nitro beer. All right.
Yeah, can. Don't pick up the glass to pour it. There we go. You got this.
It's time. Hold on, talk for a second. Let me see if I can find this thing.
He's looking for something. So, what can we talk about?
I don't know. What do you reckon?
Do you prefer to watch home games at KO or at Suncorp, or do you want to save that for later?
Let's save it for later. Fine. All right. It's time for it's RDB time.
Let's have a pee. Oh, I fucked it up. Killed it.
Yeah, we were terrible there, but that's all right. We can be terrible.
Yep.
RDBs. So, we've said this is going to be a hard week.
It is.
Shall we start with the fan vote?
Yeah, let's do it.
All righty. Now, here we go. So, no surprise. With 54% of the vote, Hammer gets 3 points.
Of course.
Should have started the other way, but it's all right.
Start, do it now, do it. Go to one, leave two for this group.
You don't have the main event to start the show.
Right? Yeah.
We got 1 point.
With 9%, it tells you that it was fairly spread.
Yeah.
Izzy.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
And at 13%, Maxi Plath.
Yeah.
It's 2 points.
Nice.
Cool. All right.
Pretty informed.
That's
crowd.
That's good, because I really wanted to give him a point too. And couldn't find one for him. So,
right. See, if you had Facebook, you could have jumped on and just put a few extra votes in for other players.
I have Facebook. I just don't have any friends on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't vote this week. On there. Because I got this vote.
Yeah.
All right. So,
what about Josh? Let's go Josh first this week.
Josh first. All right. Well, he takes a big slug.
Yeah, while he's drinking.
Guinness.
Timing. Nice. I had 3 for the Hammer. 2 for JMK, Jeremy Marshall King, and 1 for Izzy.
Excellent.
I don't even need to say mine because they're exactly the same as Josh's.
That's why you wanted me to go first, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You just want to cut out the hard work.
Saves me the effort. It's like, it's what he said. Yeah. Hammer, JMK, and Izzy.
How good. Slightly different from myself. I added Maxi with 1 point, Izzy with two and Hammer with three.
Ooh.
Nice.
So, yeah, last week.
Because you've got some sort of issue with JMK, that's why.
Yeah.
Man, I loved him last season. I've got to get over that, don't I?
He's got to always have someone he doesn't like, all right?
I love
last JMK. Last year was Milford. Oh. This year it's JMK.
Oh, bullshit.
Old Foghorn Leghorn ain't getting any love anymore, is he?
Should have caught it instead of using your head. Wasted opportunity.
There should have been a charge down try, mate. Come on. You did all the hard work. Get in there.
How's Gus talking about that? Should have been a six again for the Dragons, by the way.
What?
He did?
Yeah, oh, no. Not Gus. The other idiot. Gallen. Yeah.
Should be a six again. Based on what?
Because he played at the ball.
He played at the ball, really?
Oh, fuck off. He was in position to make a play.
So someone kicks the ball directly into your dick.
Directly is it into like, your scone.
Oh, no, mate. He put that slug there. He deliberately did that.
How good, eh? So last week, Flegg was first, Freaky was second, and Hernie.
My hernia?
Yeah, my bloody autocorrect on this computer is really good.
Pro old Flanagan's got a hernia.
You're talking about the love bug.
The love bug. This week, now, well, Hammer's joined him. Hammer and Flegg, 12 votes each.
Ooh.
Freaky's up to six, outright third. And, well, while we're going down the list, why not? Izzy has jumped up there now with five.
Ooh, okay.
Maxi and JMK hot on their heels with four. Herbie, three. Stoney and Jermaine with one.
This fan vote is going to make it even tighter contest. I think I love it.
It's pretty bloody good. I was worried that it was going to be a bit goofy and end up with people
because we've got
being silly
three of us now and, yeah.
And it's now good.
It's unreal.
It's good gear, this. Love it. Now, where are we up to? So, stories to come out of the match. Before we get into that, can I just hold on. I need something to stand on. All right. From up here on my soapbox.
Oh, here we go.
To the dribblers on social media who are saying, don't get carried away. It's only one win.
Oh.
Last week, you all complained how bad we were. And you called for heads to roll.
Same people, isn't it?
Not only have we just had a history-making win for the club. Well, that's all I'm going to say there.
No. You're on your soapbox. Mm. Unleash.
Now they're saying, but it was only the Dragons. Oh. For fuck's sake. You people, you just want to whinge and be negative. Now, unless you really believe.
Are you trying to say that social media is a platform for dickheads and whinges?
The Dragons are off the back of, what was it, a 21-point win from the previous week. So they're not coming off some slumpy form.
Honestly.
Yeah, but that was only against the Titans.
Oh, well, okay.
Mate, you can always find a way to spin it the way it suits you. Hey?
Unless you genuinely believe we're going to win the Premiership this year, you may as well enjoy every little bit of success.
That's it.
Because we're not going to win the Premiership this year. Sorry to break it to you, boys and girls.
I still believe.
Who knows how many times we're going to get to celebrate. So do it.
You imagine now if we actually did win the Premiership.
I know.
Shit, we can have
at the end of the year.
Write this down and print that out. We will not win the Premiership, Steve.
You reckon I won't be happy still?
No.
All I can say is get a pulse, you maggots.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Lucky he can't be booted from his own Facebook group, hey?
Spotify could boot him, though.
Yeah. Maggots. We said that we can't do things a lot before.
Yeah.
That ain't one of them.
You can do anything you want. Don't believe when people tell you that you can't.
All right, stories to come out of the match. So what do we got, boys?
Well, after two rounds, we're the fifth best in attack and sixth on the ladder.
Yeah.
How good?
Better than 17.
Well, sure is. This chair keeps clunking and I'm concerned.
It's had my fat ass on it for the last 15 years.
Yeah, so true. It's about to go at any second.
Hey, as you all know, we touched on a little bit earlier. We did have a little rumour go around that Wayne asked Hammer to leave training because he was so disgusted with his effort.
Mm.
Obviously all true, as J-Well said. On Triple M, I think it was, because, you know, the media knows everything that happens in a training session.
Where did that story come from?
I have no idea.
Triple M.
The guru.
Dobbo.
Yeah.
Oh,
the guru shared it.
Who is the guru?
You know, on blokes.
Oh, is that the same guru, is it?
Yeah, the NRL guru. And then, well, he said it in his Patreon thing, and then Joel shared it in our group, and yada, yada, yada. But, yeah, J-Well, he went back to him, and he had a good laugh about it.
Yeah, it made for a nice story, but I doubt it was true.
I'm almost surprised that they bothered asking a player to clear it up. I feel like they would have loved to have run with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, anywho.
Yeah, I guess they figured with J-Well, though, that he might be, even if it didn't happen,
J-Well's a bit of a shit stirrer. Yeah.
He might have just thought, I'll run with it anyway.
It was good. Like he said, said I'm Wayne's favourite. Hammer's your second favourite, so no. Yeah.
Well, it would also go against everything that Wayne pretty much said, wouldn't it? Like after the press conference, it's like, well, I don't panic after one game. Yeah, I don't listen to this and I don't listen to that and blah, blah, blah. So I doubt then he's going to go to training and go, oh, I'm going to drop my best player.
Yeah.
And then if he does one thing, I'm going to piss him off from training.
It's
Yeah, I don't think so.
And then people had to talk him out and not dropping him. Like, come on.
Who talks Wayne out of anything anyway? As if.
Yeah. Bit funny that. So, bit of more football talk. Maxi killing it. Does he keep the 13?
Well, this year. Next year might be hard. Stoney comes back.
Stoney, Maxi.
No, Stoney off the bench.
Yep. We've already given it to Maxi. I love it. Stoney's gone after. Yeah, there we go.
Well, from what you just said, that's what he wants anyway.
Yeah.
Early retirement.
What's Stoney in his career? He's never really been a regular starter anyway.
No.
He's
much younger than he looks, I'm pretty sure, though.
Yeah, well, I think he's, what, 24-ish, 25-ish, like around that mark.
Yeah. All right. The other burning question then would be, you said it before, does Yui stay in there and Cons come off the bench when Connolly's healthy?
Oh, mate, I don't care. I just want Aiken in the side.
Yeah.
Like, as long as he's in there somewhere.
Mate, he just has to be in there somewhere.
Whether
he's your utility off the bench or whatever, he's got to be in the 17. Too good not to be in the 17. I don't want to lose him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd hate to see him go to another club and be, you know, gun centre or a gun back rower next year.
Well, in the off-season, they had him being shopped to Super League and shit. Like, there was,
It was kind of weird, eh? Like, you go back to last year, he was one of our better players last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. He just doesn't seem to – he's one of these guys just – maybe it is just because he does the hard work all the time and just does his job, but he just doesn't seem to get the raps that he deserves a lot of the time.
And he's not a fan favourite amongst the casual observer. They don't rate him.
No.
You know? He's one of the ones that gets shit-canned the most. It was Tessie and Ewan last year. They were the two of the ones that just constantly bagged out by the...
Is that because everyone wants Val to play, though?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
There's still people saying that. Like,
yeah.
We love him. Don't get me wrong. He's going to get his time, but it's not now.
He's good on the weekend.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah? We're going to get to that, aren't we?
Eventually.
Yes. Let's wrap this up.
In another hour or two.
Yeah. All right. So do you think Wayne's going to stick with the old no one safe thing?
Oh, yeah, but that holds no water when you've won 38-0.
Yep.
Like, if you've won 38-0, you're not going to go in and make five changes next week, are you?
No.
Why would you?
I mean,
no, I'd say unless injury comes into it, I'd say it'll be the same 70 run out next game.
And I mean, like, he did make those five changes last week. Just being the, again, you know, you mentioned me being a long-suffering St. Kilda supporter. our previous coach, old Brett Ratton, we were having a shocking, well, one, we've had a shocking, like, two decades, having a shocking season. He threatened that if they didn't perform, changes would be made.
Right.
And he made one change and it was insignificant. Like, so yeah, for Wayne to have done five already and to put him on warning, that's, I think Wayne's going to just keep to it.
To be fair, though, with the changes, only one of them was, well, I think two of them, but if you listen to the story, only one of them was actually someone being dropped, and that would have been Tessie.
Yeah.
The rest were all injuries. Or childbirths.
That's an injury of sorts.
A long-term injury.
To your wallet.
For old souls.
Causes long-term pain and suffering.
They'll be suffering from that for the next 35 years.
How good was it to see old Tevita Pango Jr. at the game?
Mm.
Who's she again?
Said no one ever.
Is that one of the wags?
God, he's a big human being.
Is he?
Oh, mate, he walked past me.
Yeah,
he's massive.
Yeah, right.
So these guys too, like, he knows he's a unit.
Yeah, okay.
So he wears a nice tight bloody black t-shirt. And
yeah, right.
He's like traps are like just trying to swallow the back of his shirt. He's a big guy.
Does that mean he's coming to the Dolphins?
No, he's definitely not. Come out today.
Ah.
No.
He wants Kevy to give him a call, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Apparently, to fairness to him, he reckons that he just spoke to the Dolphins and said, you know, I think it's a great club, but my heart's with the Broncos. So
yeah, right.
He'll be signed by June.
Apparently, Wayne told him, like, asked him, do you enjoy the boxing? And he said that he does. And he said, well, just do that.
Keep boxing.
Yeah.
If I was fighting the guys he's fought, I'd be enjoying the boxing too.
What about Domo Arigato Frankie Amato?
Oh.
Remembered his name.
I remember, yeah.
I remember that being really drunk. And
who the hell is that?
Frankie Amato, the bloke that he beat.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
We went all sticks on it on the night.
And he has a name, does he?
Yeah.
I thought he was just a random guy they got off the box cart in the train station.
Hey, you out the front. Get in here.
Want a sandwich?
Meanies. All right. What do we got? Listener questions.
Listener questions. I like that you threw this out to them.
What do we got, man? Who wants to know what?
All right. So, Joel would like to know, do you prefer to watch home games at KO or Suncorp?
Never seen one at KO, so
I was going to say
trial there.
The exact same thing. I haven't been to a Dolphins KO game yet.
Mate, I'll say that the atmosphere at the Dolphins is brilliant.
Yeah.
Although the atmosphere is very good at Suncorp too.
Yeah.
But because at KO, you're so close to the ground. Everything's so close. You know, like speakers are pretty much at the back of your seat. Atmosphere kills it. But probably like what a lot of people will tell you from the Sydney grounds, the atmosphere is brilliant. The facilities aren't up to scratch.
Yeah.
It's not they're poor facilities. They don't have enough facilities.
Yep.
Right. It holds 10,000. It probably has amenities like as in, you know, toilets, bars, canteens for, you know, 3 or 4.
Yep.
When you go to a Queensland Cup game there, it's great. You know, you guys have been to those games there.
Yeah, we've been to those ones, yeah.
Easy to get a beer, you know, easy to go to the loo.
Easy to get into the VIP section.
Well, if you're celebrities like yourselves, you guys just walk in wherever you like.
Hot tip, carry a microphone. You get in anywhere.
It's the modern day Hobies.
But look, yeah, brilliant for atmosphere. But, you know, if you're going to factor everything in, I mean, Suncorp's got,
yep,
everything. You know, you don't.
Dolphins versus North's lanyard up there. Probably could have went on the weekend and went in this bloody sky bar.
So I can do a comparison to like games at the Gabba and games at Suncorp.
Yep.
Suncorp 100% hands down.
Yep.
Easier to get to. Just seems like a better ground. The Gabba, it's absolute asshole to get to.
Yeah.
And yes, I know everyone, you watch AFL there, so.
But totally off subject. The Gabba was never supposed to be a stadium.
Nah.
It was always just a little cricket ground. I used to go there when I was a kid and watch cricket all the time, and it was fantastic.
Yeah,
but it was never supposed to be a 35 to 40,000 seat stadium. Nah. It's not, you know, literally when they were talking about knocking it down for the Olympics, they were going to have to close off the road
and
build a tunnel because it can't go any further.
And they've scrapped that.
Yeah, well,
yes.
Thank God.
All right. Let's keep this short. Next question.
So next, Sharon would like to know, do we need to stop the Redcliffe chant at NRL games, given that we're affiliated with another Q Cup, with other Q Cup teams? I'm going to say no fucking way.
I love it. I love the Redcliffe chant that goes up.
You don't need to anyway.
Especially at Suncorp.
Teams change names to suit marketing. Like, and that's all the Dolphins did. Like the Sydney Roosters, for example, like you probably wouldn't know this, Steve-O, but they were Eastern Suburbs years. And still anyone
that's ever, a prick to try to chant out.
Well, but yeah, but the thing is, anyone that ever talks about them still calls them East.
Oh, okay, yep.
The Bulldogs, the Canterbury Bulldogs in the mid-90s decided to call themselves the Sydney Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And then just the Bulldogs for a while. It never caught on. Everyone called them Canterbury. Like,
we have Sydney Roosters, Sydney Bulldogs, Sydney Tigers.
Yeah, ridiculously. For 2 years they run that crap because they're all worried about getting axed from the comp. So I think they thought, if we're Sydney, they'll leave us alone.
We're safe here now.
No, didn't work that way for you, Balmain. Yeah, so, mate, you are who you are. The Warriors are technically not called the New Zealand Warriors.
Yeah, they're the Vodafone Warriors.
Oh, fuck. Hey, it's not Vodafone. It's one something now, whatever it is.
Just one warrior.
One warrior. Once we're one warrior.
Once we're warriors.
So, yeah, no, absolutely not. We are Redcliffe. We call ourselves the Dolphins. That's fine.
I love it because people shout out both. They're shouting out Dolphins and they're shouting out Redcliffe. Yeah. I love it.
The Dolphins chant goes up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And now here we go. It isn't just us. And Fanatics, Joel and Mervin, were very upset that we've got no coverage on any NRL media about the big win.
Yeah.
You made that a mouthful for me to try to say.
Yeah.
Any NRL.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yep.
Thoughts?
It was shit. I watched it after Josh had already ranted at me about it. Like, God, yeah, he was right. And then I abused? No, made a comment at them as well. And, of course, the New South Wales people said, you've got Gordon Tallis and Cooper Cronk there. They didn't talk about Queensland teams.
No, and they never do. No. By the way, Cronk lives down there.
Yeah, and Gordy's Cronk, basically.
By the way, Cronk has not lived in Queensland for over 20 years.
Yeah, so right.
Whilst he might have played for us three times a year.
Yeah.
He's not, you know.
He went to the Roosters to go home, didn't he?
Well, basically. Mate, it, like, down there, they don't know that football's actually played past the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah.
So it's not, and it, as far as Queensland clubs go, we're not, like, the Donkeys get a mention.
Yeah.
By the way, they're owned by News Corp, so you'd like to think they would get a mention. If you think we cop it bad, you should try and be a Titans fan.
Yeah.
I don't think they've been mentioned since 2009. I don't think they're aware they're still in the competition right now. So, hopefully one day there's some sort of, you know, medium up here that...
Yeah.
Well, there is. It's us.
Gives good rugby league content. Right. No, I said gives good rugby league
content. Oh, okay. All right.
So, and then, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll get a mention.
Maybe.
Yes.
I mean, even on the Two Flogs podcast where, you know, Curbs is a Dragon supporter and it's their sports show.
Is that what he is?
Yeah. They didn't mention it because he didn't watch the game. Like, of course you didn't. With a big loss like that, of course you didn't watch
it. Yeah, right.
But just to give a definitive answer to that question, yes, it gives me the shits as well.
Yep.
Constantly.
Drove you bonkers.
So that's our listener questions. If you have any more, hit us up on our socials with what you want us to chat about or ask and chat about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chat about twice.
I really quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Now, and this is where we normally jump into this week's game. We don't have one.
Correct. Got a bye. Which is why we've dribbled on a lot more.
Now, you got some stuff about Host Plus. You want to talk about that?
Well, I guess I have to. You just went to me with it, didn't
you? You could say, nah. We've been going for an hour and a half. We're good.
Mate, we've been going for ages. So I'm going to run through it pretty quick. All right. So the feeders, it will be quick anyway because two of our feeders played each other. So we had the Capras defeat the Papua New Guinean Hunters in Rockhampton, 38-18. And we had the good guys versus Norse. That's Redcliffe versus Norse. We got up 16-12, and that was the curtain raiser for the game.
Oh, yeah.
So I was there for both of them. And that
was there a big crowd for that one as well? Like people
not really.
Not really?
Usual.
It was fair, but it got big with 10 minutes to go. That's because everyone's wanting to get to the ground early. Yeah. But
that's when I turned the telly on.
Yeah.
I finally got home.
Well, there you go. Another Klingon. I had pissed down early too. It was miserable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
as soon as I got there.
It was I was in Redcliffe at the time.
It was weird, eh? It was sunshine. It was pissing down in the morning. Tried to take the dog to the beach. Started pissing down. She cracked the shits. Then the sun come out. Starts whinging at me. So I got to take it down the beach, rush home, get to the game. Sun's blaring. Walk to the game. By the time I get into the ground, it starts pissing down
again. Again.
Yeah, it was annoying.
So, there's enough to give you the shits, all right?
Hammer says no.
We got to stop having the replay on.
I know. It keeps distracting me, and it's always those key moments.
Not a visual podcast.
All right. Who did well?
I just scrolled out of that page, so just give me 1 second.
Oh, no, that's right. I wrote it down on a piece of cardboard at work today.
Because I didn't want to do anything at work today. Oh, I thought I'll go through the Q Cup stats while I stand around and scratch my ass.
Love it.
So we have for Norse, they had Tessie, Jeremiah Simbigan, and Mason Teague. Tessie went all right, got a try, 131 metres, but 4 errors and 2 penalties given.
Oosh.
Mm. And it did let him down, cost him. I think our last try was on the back of one of his errors. Yeah. Jeremiah went all right, 92 metres, 54 post contacts. He had a line break assist, tackle assist, 31 tackles and only 2 misses. Mason Teague, what do you have, 89 metres, 29 tackles, no misses.
Hey, nice.
Oren Keeley, 138 metres, 49 post contacts, 24 tackles, 3 misses. And
he's been really impressive.
Yeah, his numbers are good.
Mm.
He probably didn't stand out a great deal in the game.
Okay.
The game was, to be honest, it was a bit of a rugged dogfight.
Yeah,
was,
right.
Was pissing down early, so it was just pretty much wet weather footy, a lot of mistakes early. The Dolphins were probably just quicker to come on and start playing a bit of footy.
Yeah, okay.
And to be honest, the Norse just kept burning themselves just about every time they had it in position. They either had an error or gave something away. But as far as the Dolphins go, we had Val line up. He got 146 metres, 67 post-contact metres. So with the ball, he wasn't too bad. 11 tackles and 5 misses.
Whoa.
So, and, yeah, a couple of pretty piss-poor defensive reads.
Yeah. So that's still better than the last rap you gave him anyway.
He had a better game than last week. He was good with the ball, and he busted his ass with the ball. But, yeah, defensively, look, there was a lot of missed tackles in the game.
Yeah.
It was a wet, sluggish field.
Is that something that happens a lot in wetter games, more missed tackles?
It can sometimes go the opposite.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can make all your tackles because no one can get any traction. But then sometimes, it seems to go the other way. So it just depends on the teams and what's happening. But anyway, Harrison Graham, nothing in the numbers department really to talk about. He was tidy, though. Did his job at a dummy half. Again, it was one of those games where you just tried to run up the middle, complete your sets, just keep it nice and simple.
Yep.
And work off the back of that. Young Jackson played. He got 78 metres, 37 post contacts, 15 tackles and 1 miss.
Is that the halfback?
No, that's the prop. That's a young, what's his name? I forget his first name now.
I was thinking Caleb, but he's a winger.
Yeah, Caleb, I think he's on a development deal. He's the centre. He played centre.
Okay, yep.
I apologise. I can't honestly remember Jackson's first name now.
No, me neither.
He is one of our development players anyway. But he only played, I think, 36 minutes. And he is a guy that had been easing in for a while. He's a big, big frame, but he's got a lot to fill out. Like, he's really gangly.
Okay.
Yeah, he looks like a 14-year-old prepubescent boy.
Runs like a baby giraffe.
He doesn't really. He's about 190 centimetres, but...
Yeah, wow. Ryan Jackson.
Ryan, thank you. Right. Yes. Sitting in my head, I'm thinking...
As soon as you said tall, I don't know why Ryan...
Peter Jackson, and like, isn't that the cigarette? Or the director?
Because he smokes it. No.
But Trey was probably the best on the ground again.
Yep.
And what else do we have?
Now, just tell me something. I saw the last almost try when Eddie Blacker almost went over and Trey got him down low and a couple of guys came over the top.
Yep.
And he looked quite damaging.
Yep.
I said something like that to you, to which you replied he's a walking penalty.
Yep.
What's the go there?
Well, he gave away 4.
He did.
And I think he gave away all 4 in the last 25 minutes.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, at that point, he was starting to look like a bit of a walking penalty. But he looks good. He does look good. But he's just a bit like the first, he's just got to...
Okay. Learn how to control
tame himself a little bit, yeah.
It's another size of him, the agility.
Yeah,
Yeah, he moves for a big guy.
Mm.
He's got some legs on him. He's got some wheels. But no, he was good though. Other than that,
yep,
he had a good game. But you know, the end of the day, if you keep giving the ball back to him every 5 minutes and letting him march 50 meters downfield,
that'll do it.
Mate, that's pretty much it from the performances of the week. This week, what have we got coming up? We got North versus South on the Saturday. We got the Capras versus Mackay on the Saturday night. The big one, the old arch enemy. Yes. We've got the Dolphins versus Wynnum Manly.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you don't know much about that, Steve, that's pretty much the old enemy, the Dolphins.
Is that the game we were at?
No, it was North.
It was North? Oh, yeah. Okay.
The other enemy.
The other enemy.
Not anymore.
Yeah. That's right. I got to.
They're our brothers in arms now, mate. You leave them alone.
Yeah, some people hate their brothers.
Yeah, I know. Mate, that'll be that'll be
great. G'day, Luke.
So that's always a big clash.
His name is Fuckwit, mate.
Right? Hey, Fuckwit.
Nice to
He'll appreciate the shout out. And, mate, that's good because that's down there too, and they're feral down there.
Oh, good.
The Chook Ben. Yeah.
I'm so glad it's down there because then I don't feel bad about being at Dan's place.
Dan's.
Getting on it.
I was thinking of going myself, but I just don't have the time this weekend.
Yeah, right.
He hasn't got the backup.
Yeah, that's probably – well, that's a story for off air, actually. I'll tell you that later. mate, anyway, Reckliffe are sitting two and the Reckliffe Dolphins are sitting – 2-0, and we're sitting fourth on the ladder. Capras are also 2-0. They're sitting third. And North are 1-1, and they're sitting sixth. So far, the only defeat that any of our feeders have had was at the hand of our other feeder.
The other one.
So going all right, undefeated against all the other sides. As far as the teams this week, as far as our contracted guys go, we've got Tessie New lined up for the Devils in the centre, Oren Keeley lining up in the back row, Mason Teague of the interchange bench. For the Dolphins, we got Big Vale in centres, Harry at hooker, Ryan Jackson at prop. I did write down his name.
There you go.
And Sully is going to play
at
halfback, so that's going to be interesting. That will be interesting too because the guy that he sort of pushed to six, Josh James, has been really good. Dolphins in the first two games.
I want to see more of him, actually.
He looks good.
Mm.
So he
just
was.
The 15 minutes I watched him on the weekend, I thought, ooh, I like
him. I think I said he was down at Canberra, and I don't think he was in their main list, but I know he was sort of training with the main squad down there.
Right.
So he's a guy that's been around the
system. Is that a test for him in another position, or is that just like an easy-ish game for Sully at halfback?
Oh, I think it's just more that Sully is a regular halfback in, you know, in the Dolphins systems. You see, the problems with the feeders is they sort of get fed down to the clubs, and I don't know exactly how it works, but I get the feeling that they're sort of dictated to a little bit as to where they want the guys to play. I mean, especially with the Dolphins, we've got Ben Teo coaching, who sort of is loosely affiliated with the NRL side, so. Yeah, but interesting to see how they go. Sorry, we also have Edric Lee playing for the Capras.
Ah, right.
Is he still around?
Yeah.
Still in our books.
Still in the books.
Yeah. Still in our books, yeah. I don't want to bring it up. He played 80 minutes on the weekend. He had 3 runs for 20 metres.
Yeah, right.
That's it. That's his stat line.
Played 80.
80.
Is he out of shape or something?
He just didn't get the ball.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I didn't see the game.
This is a bloke who scored 5 tries in a game in the NRL.
Wow. It just seemed a bit, you know, underwhelming. Incredibly underwhelming.
Is he just playing out his contract?
They had a good win. So maybe they just, you know, maybe the ball just didn't go out there. He's not a guy who was ever known for coming in to take. You know, he's an old school winger. He's a finisher. He wasn't a guy who would come in like a Jermaine and take big meters in the middle.
Yeah.
Let the ball come to him.
Oh, man, he doesn't have the frame for it. You know, he's not that sort of player. But, yes, it seems odd that he only got that much ball in 80 minutes.
Yeah, he's the one who looks like he wouldn't be out of place on an AFL field, isn't he?
Real tall, skinny legs.
Yeah, really. Skinny, gangly looking fella. Yeah.
Right.
So, mate, I believe that's it for the Q Cup this week.
That's us, eh? Well, it'd probably be more fitting for the start of the show than the end. But thanks for coming out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So horny to be here.
Did you say so horny to be here?
No.
No, just like he didn't drop the C-bomb 12 times.
You can't earlier. Say that.
See, I can't even do that. I know as soon as I go to do that, I know exactly what's going to go out. I have no control over that.
Well, what do you reckon? Is that
another cracking episode? Oh, wait.
One thing. Where was the team song?
Yeah.
Oh, had a win. No.
Mate, I was looking forward to that all the way over here. You know?
I'll edit it in.
You're bloody well better.
That's terrible.
Nah,
that's
now.
Poor form.
Perform that's it for terrible. Us now since you fucked yeah, up.
Get on the table.
Right now.
All right, boys. No, I'm not doing it.
I thought we were going to get it then.
What a dick tease.
All right. Get over it. Love yous. Fin time!